Our final report this morning comes from the students at Prairie Creek Community School, located just outside of Northfield, Minnesota.
Hi, this is Joel from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota. It's raining hard here right now, so we think that Sunday, October 20th, was our peak color day. Jack's ginkgo tree, one of the trees we watch, has turned yellow but hasn't lost its leaves. The white oaks at school have lost about 9% of their leaves. The ash trees are all yellow and are dropping leaves quickly. We had our first frost on October 17th. We think that's strange that our first frost came after our first freezing temperature. We decided to count frost as when we see ice crystals on the grass. We are still seeing frogs, snakes, mosquitoes, dragonflies, worm castings, woolly bears, ants, and monarchs. There are a lot of Asian beetles invading our home. Toby's dad found a large hairy spider on their last CSA vegetables. Adeline saw a blue jay pecking at a wild cucumber, something none of us had seen before. There are blue jays flocking in Madeline's backyard, too. We saw at least one vulture and will watch carefully this week. Theo saw a hawk and an eagle fighting over food on the side of the road, and I saw three eagles. We continue to see squirrels stashing nuts. No one saw a chipmunk this week. We didn't see a heron or a hummingbird this week. It's really hard to know when we've seen the last of something. Do you have any tips for us, Mr. Latimer? The milkweed are popping, the yew berries are red, and the asters and the goldenrod are all done. This has been Prairie Creek Community School, one more step along the phenology journey.
Nice job, Joel. Good report from down there. I was in the cities this weekend, and I would say, yes, they are definitely near their peak of color down there. The oaks are dropping their leaves. First frost on the 17th of October. I wonder how that compares. I don't have a lot of data for them. But it was a late frost here, and we are sort of awaiting our next one, which should come along any day now. Frogs, snakes, Asian beetles, turkey vulture, squirrels active. All of those things are still active. And then herons, hummingbirds, chipmunks, snakes. No, I guess they'd seen some snakes. But herons, hummers, and chipmunks, all not seen. And they ask, how do you determine when you've seen the last of something? And that is so difficult that the only way I know how to do it, especially in the fall, is to note each time I see something that I know is going to disappear. For instance, there are still several robins around my house, so I make a note that there are robins around. I haven't seen a chipmunk in a couple of weeks, so when I do see a chipmunk, I put it in my notes, chipmunk seen today. And oftentimes this time of year, I'll make the note, last chipmunk. But I don't know if it's the last one or not. It's the last one I've seen. And I won't know if it's the last one until 2 or 3 weeks from now when I look back and go, oh, that observation on the 22nd of October was my last chipmunk. So lasts of something are so difficult because you never know when one more straggler might come through, especially in the case of herons and hummingbirds. Chipmunks, not so much. They're coming to your bird feeder. They're going to be hanging out in your yard through the winter. So keep an eye out for your lasts and write them down when you see them, and then you'll know when the last one comes. That's Talk Back for this week. Thanks for tuning in. If you have comments, questions, or observations you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you.